Perry Cone Jewelers.
Oh, what's going on? You're open this week, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I thought you'd be closed with the holiday.
I'm going to close right after the 4th or right before the 4th for the weekend.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to be open like Friday, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or are you going to be closed?
No, I'm not going to. I'm closed.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
You know, man, we're here. We're
making all that big money.
And that's the goal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not like how you were in your 20s, probably making millions of dollars.
No, I didn't make a lot of money till I probably in my middle 30s.
Mm.
You know, I worked for a company for a long, long time and then finally went on my own.
What company?
Gordon Jewelry Corporation.
Well, were you over there, the manager?
I was a supervisor. Then I became the diamond buyer for 800 stores.
Really?
Yep.
What was the difference in pay doing that?
Big.
What were you getting paid by them to do the diamond buying?
Well, back then, I think I was making about $200K a year.
Jesus.
You know, I was buying colored stones and diamonds for 800 stores.
How many what vendors did you use mainly for that?
Well, I can't remember now. A lot of them, you know, a different one. A lot of them are out of business now.
And what was the name of the corporation that you worked for?
Gordon Jewelry Corporation.
Gordon.
G-O-R-D-O-N.
Are they still around?
Pardon me?
Are they still around?
Yeah, they still got a lot of, 700-800 stores.
Hmm. There you go.
But, not like the old days.
Wow. You were probably busy from morning till night buying the diamonds.
Pardon me?
Said you were probably busy morning till night buying all the diamonds for all those stores.
Well, shit, they all wanted to get me in their pockets, see? So they'd get more of my business, but I didn't play that game.
You were probably hard to deal with.
Well, no, they just offered me all kinds of perks and under the table shit. I just didn't. I never operated that way.
Yeah.
I was on the up and up.
Yeah.
But the owners of the corporation, I went all through grade school and high school, college with two sons.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, I was pretty close to the family.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do anything dirty.
Were you making good money when you were just a supervisor?
I think I was making $75,000-$85,000 a year. But that was a zillion years ago.
Yeah, so now you'd be making big bucks still being the diamond buyer for them.
Oh, yeah. But I'm making bigger bucks being my own diamond buyer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, having your own store.
Yeah. But I'm getting ready to retire here in about another 10 years or so.
Give it to me. I'll come out there and run it.
Well, you could probably do a good job. But you'd have to live in this. Well, you live in cold weather.
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
Well, yeah.
Cold, snowy in the winter. Summers are nice, though.
Yeah, but you'd want to, you'd probably want to sell your business. You wouldn't let it just go.
No, I'm not going to let it go. My son worked for me 10 or 12 years, and he was the heir apparent, and then he drank himself to death.
Did he drink? He did pass away, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Drinking.
How old was he when he passed away?
34.
Really? And what happened? He just like got alcohol poisoning?
Well, he used to drink on the weekends, big time.
Yeah.
When I went to clean out the house that I bought him, I found 76 empty quart bottles of tequila and vodka.
Jesus.
On the floor of an empty bedroom.
So he was drinking every day?
Probably. But he never came to work drunk. But he used to drink hardcore on the weekends.
And then what, did his liver fail on him?
His liver failed.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it was tragic for me.
Oh my God.
And then my wife's son did a similar thing, but with drugs.
Yeah.
And he died at 28 or 30.
Yeah, his was an accident, though. He was just having some quick fun with his buddies, and then boom.
Yeah, fentanyl.
Yeah, he wasn't a big druggie, was he? He was just having a good time that night?
Yeah, he went out with a couple of three or four kids to a bar downtown. They were passing out pills, you know, and they told him it was ecstasy.
Yeah.
But it was laced with fentanyl. And they all died instantly. Instantly.
It's crazy.
Took it and dropped.
Wow.
So I've had bad luck.
That's scary, man. It's scary.
Yeah, you better keep yourself straight and narrow.
Yeah. It's a tough world out there.
Don't start drinking and doing drugs.
No.
It's a no-win situation.
You're right. You really are right.
You know, it's not worth it. Not worth it.
Yeah. Well, I just figured I'd give you a buzz, see if you needed
anything. I'm always glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
I don't have any needs. I just delivered a 3.5-carat oval lab.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
A few minutes ago.
Nice.
It was a nice stone. I mean, they're beautiful stones. You know, I don't have any problem. Percentage-wise, I make the same markup or even more on labs and don't have any problems.
Right.
Anyway, let me go because I got a customer
right.
Coming in.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.